Well, we're talking today about the Black, I better make sure I get this one right, Dave, the Black River Lake Dam in Gogebic County out near Ironwood. By the way, good morning to you, or good afternoon now.
Yeah, good afternoon.
And the reason I put it that way is because there's a little confusion about what exactly the DNR is taking comment on right now, and maybe you should clear that up for us.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, so many local residents are aware that the dam at Black River Lake failed in late June of 2024. After that time, we were kind of in a holding pattern for a while because we were waiting to hear back from Eagle on kind of next steps with all of this. That dam is regulated by Part 315 of NREPA, and so the DNR is regulated by Eagle, and so we can't really do anything until we, you know, kind of clarify steps with Eagle. So it's taken a while to get to this point, but at this point, we've kind of reached a decision point here where we're going to either move towards dam removal, or we were collecting public feedback to kind of get the public's opinion on what should happen next with that dam. And so that's sort of the options that we're facing is, should this come out, or are there options to repair it and refill that impoundment that's been there for quite a while now?
How vital is this dam in that particular area of Gogebic County?
Yeah, so it depends on your perspective. It's got high recreation value. This is an impoundment that was originally created to create a lake-based trout fishery in that area. However, it never really was able to do that. The state stocked it for 40 years. We haven't stocked it since about 2010. It's one of these impoundments that's shallow, and in the summertime it did get pretty warm, so trout didn't do very well. They didn't overwinter very well there. But it really turned into a bass and bluegill fishery, and it was popular with kayakers. The fishery was decent. There was some waterfowl hunting that occurred there. So really, from an ecological perspective, it no longer serves its intended purpose, but it has really evolved into something that the community does love to have there.
So, Dave, what are the options right now that you guys have, and what are the costs?
Yeah, well, that's, you hit on the key point there, the cost, and that's potentially the issue here. So the options are to pursue repair. And if we pursue repair, that is the one that comes with a substantial price tag. The dam is essentially 60 years old now. Its expected lifespan was 50 years. And this dam is not unique. It's consistent with a lot of dams across the state that have really reached the end of their useful life, and the cost to rehabilitate and replace these dams is really a financial burden that the state does not have the resources to approach right now. So the cost to replace Black River Lake Dam is in the $2 to $3 million range. And we don't have specific general fund tax dollars that have been appropriated by the legislature to address these types of infrastructure problems. And so that's really what we're up against if we're facing, or if we move forward with a decision to repair. The decision to remove is a little bit simpler because, unfortunately, the dam failed, so there is no impoundment there right now. The remnant stream channel is starting to be reformed. It doesn't pose any further risk to the environment or anything. So there's a cost associated with removal, but it is substantially less than repair. So that's the choice we're facing, and the dollar signs are a bit of the hurdle at this point.
So if you remove, then what will people still be able to fish there, or do they just have to give that up?
Yeah, the recreation value that the impoundment had would be lost if that dam is removed. At this point, there's other opportunities for that type of recreation, of course, in the county, but that doesn't satisfy folks, nor should it for those that live nearby and have had quite a history recreating on that impoundment. So it's just one of those very challenging situations where, things happen and put people in a bind, and there isn't really a good solution that's going to satisfy everybody in this situation.
Okay, so how can people weigh in on this, and when will we get a decision from the department, or maybe the NRC or Eagle, or all of the above?
Yep, so the decision-making authority on this one rests with the DNR's Resource Bureau. The Resource Bureau is the deputy director is within the executive office and all the chiefs of all of the divisions, Fisheries Division, Forestry, Wildlife, Parks. So they all are going to make a decision on this dam, and they have a meeting in mid-May. So at this point, folks can reach out to me. They can send me an email and provide me with their feedback. And I am kind of packaging all of that together and providing a packet to Resource Bureau for them to be able to make a decision on.
And does your division have a recommendation?
So Fisheries Division owns the dam. And so Fisheries Division is not the only division, though, that has an interest in it. Parks Division also has a boating access site that they installed there in the early 1990s. So it's not Fisheries Division's decision. That's why that decision rests with Resource Bureau. The Fisheries Division's position is that we recognize the recreation value that that holds, but we do not have the finances to repair that dam right now. So if other divisions or if DNR Executive has funds that they would like to appropriate to maintain the recreation value, that is really ultimately what the decision is going to come down to. But Fisheries Division in our budget, we do not have the funds to repair that dam right now.